Well, welcome to
Love
another
Talk Radio.
Is a little risky, but we want people to call in so that we can see where your head is at. Now, if you found out your man or your woman or your husband or your wife was gay, would you leave them? Okay, ladies, so you met a guy. He's everything you wanted: attractive, financially stable, smart, healthy, has a great family. You date and you fall in love with him. And his whole package. You know what I mean when I say the whole package. The lovemaking is out of this world. There's just one thing. In the middle of the night, he receives calls and he leaves the room. One night, the landline rings. He leaves the room. But you pick up the other line and listen in to him talking to another man in a seductive way that reveals they are lovers. What do you do? Well, join in the conversation on blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. Call me now, 646-668-8499. And we already have a caller on the air. Caller, state your name. How are you?
Hey, Darlene. It's Belinda James, the media queen. How are you doing today?
Hey, Belinda. Girl, I see you've been busy.
Yes, yes, yes. I have been busy. How you been?
Every time I turn around, you are tagging me. I'm reading. I'm like, what is going on? Does she sleep? But listen, tonight's topic, what would you do? Be honest.
I'm going to be honest. It's a wrap. Because he definitely doesn't want me, so why am I going to stay in that? I mean, you just got to count your losses and leave. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't be friends, but it's a wrap.
Now, it's funny that you would say that, because don't you think that if the man didn't want you, he wouldn't be with you? Just because they're with someone else, man or woman, does not mean that he doesn't want to be with you. It just means he wants him and her and him and him.
Well, that, look, you know, it's no different than having a heterosexual relationship, you know. We're humans, so meaning, you know, we have legs and arms, meaning we're human beings, so it doesn't matter who your sexual preference is, it's still the same thing. If it was another woman, it would be a wrap, because he doesn't want me. He can't have his cake and eat it too. I mean, is there commitment issues in play? What is it? Do you not love yourself enough to say, look, that's not what I want? Because, see, that's what he wants. He's satisfying his needs as far as what he wants, a man, and he wants a woman. But that's not on my agenda. My agenda is to be just have one guy that wants one woman, and that's it, and we grow together. And that's it. So if you want that kind of relationship, then I can't be that woman for you. And sometimes it's just hard, you know, especially when you've been looking, and I heard your intro, and he's got everything you want, and you're like, oh, I finally helped him. And then this happened. So, yeah, that is the test. Did you really want it? You know, do you really want all those things? And because this is now in play, now what are you going to do?
And then there's always the factor of sexually transmitted diseases, such as, you know, all of these horrible diseases that actually come up. And, you know, everybody doesn't treat their bodies the way you treat your own. You know, if you're like a germaphobe or you're just very safe and very sacred with your body, you know, and you finally meet that partner and you have those conversations, but then they get caught out there, either have unprotected sex, have another family on the outside. It's just a bit much. And a lot of women, believe it or not, are dealing with these type of situations. Some of them may have gaydar and just feel that they don't want to look for that significant other, or some of them just are so ignorant to the fact that their significant others are jumping on the other side of the ball game. So it's really sad. A lot of women are dating men coming out of the penitentiary and don't realize that their men have been with other men. You know what I mean? Or they get sick and they don't understand how they get. This happens all the time. And I just think it's horrible that a man or a woman, for that matter, is not honest with their spouse. I think that they should give them the benefit of the doubt to see whether or not they can endure that type of surprise.
Yeah, it's really sad. You know, I'm not trying to tell my age, but, you know, back then, it wasn't like that. I mean, you could take a chance here or there with unprotected sex and be okay. But these days, there is no way you're going to have unprotected sex because everybody is just out there just having a great big orgy. Did you see that episode of Mary Jane where she met this new guy and before they had sex, she had like 10 different test things, you know, to give him to make sure that he was okay or clean, and she did the same so he would know that she's clean. Did you see that episode?
No, I really, that would have been so hilarious because that sounds like something
that
I would
do. Hilarious. She invited him over for cocktails, and, you know, she had the wine and the strawberries, and then she had a nice basket of all kinds of test product things. And he was like, what's this? She said, oh, no. You have to pass all these tests before we go into that other room.
I think that's
sexy. A strong message out.
That is so sexy, and that shows a sense of responsibility. And these are the type of things that we really should be seeing because I've been watching a lot of these reality shows, especially these loves and hip-hops, and they are reckless. They are reckless, and they are not safe, and these women are getting these injections, and they're getting these tattoos, and they're drinking and partying, and they're laying up and kissing on people that are kissing on people, and it's just disgusting. It's like you said, it's one big orgy, and I'm like, how, especially the character Mimi from Love & Hip Hop, did you see the latest, where she's now with a female?
Yes,
it's too much. It's too much. That little girl of hers is gonna need therapy. Because there's
She left anyway. She left the relationship because I think Stevie is gonna come and live with Mimi for a minute.
Now, see, that's too much. That's too confusing.
Yes, it's too much. But I can't pass judgment because every generation has their little thing that they do, you know, and all you can do is just teach and hope that, you know, your loved ones don't get caught up in all the hype and stuff. And I just don't know what to say at this point.
Listen, somebody needs to put a cap on this thing because sex is really overrated because, like, after 15, 20 minutes, you know, if you didn't get up to that point, then you just wasting time. I'm sorry. But what else is it? You know what I'm saying? Get it and get it over with. I mean, because it's just too much. But then again, and that's some gross. That's a whole other conversation. But what have you coming up? I understand you are involved with the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Let my listening audience know all about it.
Oh, well, the Women of Hip Hop is having a 3-day event, and it's going to be spectacular. I mean, the first day is Friday, June 3rd at the Alhambra Ballroom. I hope I said that right. It's on 125th Street and Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard, Jr. Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. That's at 2116 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in New York City. It's from 8 to 2. So some of the people that's going to be there is Curtis Blow, Angie Stone, Kool Herc, Sparky D, Cynthia Horner, Princess Ty. I understand Roxanne Shanté is going to be there. Maybe Van Silk from Rapamania, Grand Wizard Theodore. Of course, Sha Ross, the first female of hip-hop, is the chairperson of it all. So she's bringing Sherry Cher, and it's just a whole bunch of people that's going to be there. So, you know, Darlene, if there's some people out there that haven't gotten their tickets and they want to get in the business and they got their little tape or whatever, they CD or whatever, this is a wonderful time to get in there, get some pictures, fly somebody your card or your CD or whatever, because that's going to be the place to be.
Wow. Well, it sounds like I need to be in there with my camera. Listen, is it wheelchair accessible?
On 125th Street, that place used to be a bowling alley. So
you're talking about,
elevators.
It's on It's on 126 and 70. Yeah, I know it's
Street.
On the downtown side. Okay, so
right.
They have an elevator, I think, in there. So that means
it is an elevator. Yeah, so
there's
an elevator that goes up to the floor. So yeah, a wheelchair can get in there.
Because I know a lot of producers that live in the area that are very good, and one of them is wheelchair bound. So I can let him know to come down there because he has about 500. Songs that somebody needs to do. And speaking of the ladies of hip-hop, because I know I recently shot a cooking segment for Pebbly Pooh, and she said that she was asked to perform. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing her and DJ Cheese perform. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Sparky D, because I haven't seen Sparky D since the 80s.
She's been doing her thing and going through her nightmare of 20 years. So, you know, she has a book that just came out, From the Pit to the Palace. So it looks like she's come out the dark, and now she's into the light, and now she's a minister as well. So she definitely got a heavy, heavy word for people now. So her book has just come out on Amazon. I mean, the official launch is June 2nd, but it's out on Amazon now, Sparky D, From the Pit to the Palace. So we're very proud of her. And we're watching how God is using her. So it's going to be explosive. So she is ready. So that's going to be something to see.
So, you know, it's
Darlene, also, let me just tell you before I forget, on Saturday, then at the courthouse on 151st Street in the Bronx, they're having a Women Are You Worth workshop, and she's going to have a panel of women there, and they're going to be talking about domestic violence and all kinds of things, and they'll have different venues and people there selling stuff, so that should be really good too. And then on Sunday is the picnic in Van Cortlandt Park.
Wow, this is, listen,
so
ladies,
3 days of networking.
They need to get out there. You know, it's funny that the hip-hop generation has found their way to the church. First, you know, it was Curtis Blow, then it was Mace, then it was Reverend Run, and then Debbie D, she's also an evangelist. And now you're telling me Sparky D is doing, I mean, they all have a message. And it's amazing that, you know, through the thick and thin, they found their way and they found their purpose through God. And I really would love to hear what, you know, and read that book, because writing a book, as you know, is very hard.
You have to be extremely
focused. And if it's not something that you do on a regular, it can be arduous, you know. So for her to be able to sit back and put all of her thoughts down and come out triumphant, because let me tell you, she has had a hard life.
I read the book. That book is something else. And she said, Belinda, because I had to edit the book for her, and she said, please don't judge me. I said, I'm not, but I couldn't put the book down, and it's not a secret. The book is not in sequence. It's out of order, but she just picks out those really turbulent parts of her life. And, you know, homelessness and on drugs and crack and having babies and, oh, my. And to come out like this, come through all of that,
And that's the type of person that these new recording artists need to read about, because they think that this lifestyle is glam and glitz. They don't understand the pitfalls that happen while you're making money or trying to make money, or the people that set you up to make money, to steal from you, and then you have no backbone or no support and nobody there. You know, you have the fame and the notoriety, but you don't have the resources to pull yourself back up. And if you don't have a strong family to support you, or love of self, because that's the most important thing. You can have all of the support in the world, but if you don't love yourself, and it happens so much. It's like all of the great artists just seem to just fall by the wayside off this drugs. It's just too much.
It's too much, especially if when you see it happen to someone, how could you look at that person and say, well, I'm going to try it anyway because it's not going to happen to me?
Like, you got to be real. You know, but some people have to learn the hard way. You know, like my mom used to say, a hard head makes a soft behind. You know.
Well, she had a hard head, and she did her thing. She made her money. She's out there with Russell Simmons. Russell was her manager at one time, and she was down, you know, traveling, making money and stuff. So to fall all the way down to the ground like that and then have to pick yourself back up?
Well, most of the people that sign with Russell winds up being on drugs anyway, you know, so it happens to all. There's not one artist that was not signed to Rush that did not go that route. There's not one artist. If you could think of one, well, maybe LL.
Oh, what about Run then? Run and D.
Run was, why do you think he changed his life? Because he was living La Vida Loca. He wasn't signed. He was on Profile. He wasn't on Def Jam.
Yeah.
He benefited because he started out with Curtis Blow. A lot of people don't know that. He used to DJ with Curtis because Russell used to manage Curtis Blow. But you would know this if you read Hip Hop Before the Bling by Darlene Lewis.
I forgot. I'm so sorry. I forgot. It's so much to remember with these guys. I was like, wait a minute. And you know why? Because I went to the church that Reverend Run was at with Bishop Jordan. So I forgot all about that. Kind of like erased out of my mind, you know? And I've seen him on stage performing. So when I saw him there, you know, he did say, you know, God, am I supposed to still be on stage? You know, I'm a man of the cloth now. And God said, no, you have to use that in order to get through to those who do follow you. So that's how he's able to put two and two together and keep his career and still be, you know, Reverend Run. And it seems to be working out very well for him. So
Good luck to him and Justine. I see them on the show. He's also doing a show with Tyrese on the OWN Network.
Right, I saw it. Yeah, I saw that.
So what do you think of that?
It's almost like they have subjects like what you were talking about tonight, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
hello?
It's all about relationships and love and stuff like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got to check it out. It's just that I'm so busy. I'm too busy trying to do my thing. It's hard for me to keep up. But I love keeping up with what's going on in the news and what's going on right now with the publicity that's going around about the bathrooms and the transgender stuff. That's driving me crazy. Also, people just assuming that Jay-Z and Beyonce are breaking up when they're just taking this publicity and running to the bank. And then, unfortunately,
right,
this thing with T.I. and Troy Ave last night, like, Troy Ave, that was really messed up. Like, that
right,
situation just really showed me that you got to be safe out there. Your entourage has to check themselves. And if you know that there's a problem, you have to keep them separate. And this is why a lot of these artists, like, they find God, you know, because they witness so much craziness. You know, the orgies, the groupies, the gangsters, the guys coming out of jail that want to be in the mix. Then you have these hip-hop artists that want to be gangsters. And then when the real gangsters come around, you see who the little girls really are, you know. Like, that
right,
lifestyle
right,
is messed up, and we need to bring hip-hop back to the way it was because, you know, the gangster element, thanks to your boy Russell Simmons, you know, by promoting and helping promote that gangster lifestyle, everybody that gets into hip-hop now thinks that they have to kill somebody, go to jail, you know, wear a whole bunch of jewelry, you know, shoot somebody, get a whole bunch of tattoos, and prove that they're hard. And it's just whack, and everybody sounds alike. There's no originality anymore. And that's what I loved about the legends of hip-hop, because when you heard a Curtis Blow or when you heard Houdini, you know what I mean? Or when you heard the Treacherous Three or, you know, Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel and them, you knew them apart. No one sounded alike. That's what's missing. That's just my opinion. But I want to thank you for calling in. And,
no problem.
I want to thank you for calling in. I got so caught up in our conversation that I have totally ignored the four calls that were on hold, and I'm very sorry. But I want to thank you for calling in to Hear No Evil on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to take a break for the calls, and I'll talk to you soon.
I just got here and I think I'm losing signal already. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like for me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So
was Adele with Hello. Now, I'm all about reinventing myself, and I have three tips for reinventing yourself in 2016 and all of the years to come. Are you ready for a new you this year? If so, you've already lived the first 6 months. If you change, that's good. A good place to start is figuring out which parts of your life need reinvention. With me, it was my eyes, it was my weight, it was my diabetes, it was my whole mindset. I was determined to get a flat stomach because I was looking at all of these old pictures of myself and I was like, bam, 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 no stomach, and this was pre-twins. And then a little bit like a year or two after I had my twins, all of a sudden I started getting the jelly roll. So I was like, no, I am not going to go out like that. And people still don't believe my age. And I tell them I'm 56 and they like, no way, Jose. That's because I have a youthful mindset, but I'm not silly and I'm not immature. But I definitely still have my girlish figure and I want to maintain it. So some of you out there may be doing different things, but I was working on my outer beauty. My inner beauty, I wanted to start reinventing myself and doing different things. Instead of writing about music and drama, I did a children's book, Ice Cream Stories, Mall Adventures. Get it at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis and amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and anywhere. You can download it or you can have the publishers mail it to you. But in regards to reinventing yourself, you have to think about what part of your life needs reinvention. Is it personal? Is it business? Or is it both? Secondly, you have to understand change is not an overnight process. you'll have to let go of a few bad habits, clean up your friends list, and get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Ultimately, it takes time, discipline, and a diverse network of people who can help guide you through the process. So if you're up for the challenge, here's some things to reinvent yourself in 2016 and the years to come. Prioritize, whether you're aiming for the corner office or the next salary bump. Never take the business of you off of your to-do list. Start out right by dedicating at least 1 hour each day to working towards your goal. Prioritize your task and be ruthless with your time. Use the calendars and alarms on your devices to set a schedule for your action items. And find an accountability partner to help you assess your progress regularly. And get comfortable saying no. You know, too many of us want to do this, we want to do that. No, say no. I don't have a problem saying no. Matter of fact, I don't even have a problem not returning calls. And anybody can tell you, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. I don't waste my time. Explore. Now, you can find ways to explore opportunities to learn beyond the traditional walls of the classroom, from adding a few stamps to your passport, exploring the neighborhoods in your own backyard, or gaining a better understanding of your market. Next-level success requires a lifelong commitment to learning. You should seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. You should never be satisfied in one lane, okay? A dumb mouth has one hole. Always remember that. And lastly, connect. With the power of social media, you can connect with almost anyone. But the key is to be strategic. As you move up the ladder of success, you'll need to form new alliances that add value and help you gain new perspectives about your direction. Take stock of your current network, then create a plan, 30, 60, 90-day plan, to identify people you want to learn from or collaborate with. Now, start to build genuine relationships with them by sending a thank you note, sending an article of interest, congratulating them, and engaging in a two-way dialogue. If possible, schedule a meeting with someone at least once a week. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been known as the connector, not knowing that this is what I was doing. But unfortunately, I was never benefiting of the connections, even though I had a company, Future Network Productions. But it was not until I went to a sister's expo at the Circle of Sisters event at Jacob Javits about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and I met in person again after so many years, Relentless Aaron. Hey, Relentless Aaron. He's an author. You know, he used to be out there on selling books like he was selling, you know, well, you know what they sell out there. Anyway, he was selling books in Times Square. He had people out there. He had his van wrapped. And he was such an aggressive person. So I seen him at the sisters, Circle of Sisters one day because I was with someone and we were selling sex toys and we had strippers up there helping us. And then I was on the other side interviewing people and had my books out there. And he said, you know what, you're the connector. And he said, but who helps you? When he said that, it just changed my life. And when he did say that, I started utilizing and calling in my marker because I always promote people, manage, help people, and I never ever ask people to promote me. And I'm going to tell you something. I use social media to the best of my ability. I'm on Twitter. Even though I don't like Twitter, I love Facebook. Facebook allows me to find people that I haven't found and allows me to connect the dots. I love making things happen. If you have a grocery store but you need stock, I know the stock person. If you have a clothing line, and you need models, I know where to get the models from. If you are a singer and you need music, I write lyrics, but I also have about 5 or 6 producers that I could just click on and say, listen, this person sounds good, only if you sound good. I'm not going to just introduce people to anybody. But what I don't do anymore, what I don't do is not benefit from the connections, because I believe in that circle, 360 degrees. What goes around comes around, and you never burn a bridge that you got to walk across again. I learned the hard way. I learned the hard way to never burn bridges. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are some bridges that you want to break, like a bow, you know, but you know what? I always become the person that another person needs to get to something else, because there's something that I always have, media. You're always going to need a radio show. You're always going to need a newspaper. You're always going to need a video person, and you can't get around it. And you know what I learned? I learned to do everything myself, so I don't have to depend on anyone, because as my mom used to say, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. You know, I don't like getting caught up in nothing. Anyway, I will be right back. I want to hear some music. What about you? Call me right now, 646-668-8499. If you found out your lover was gay, would you leave them or would you join in on the fun?
And now, a legendary group that's been around for more than 3 decades, performing their new hit single, This One for Me and You. New Edition.
You're like a melody that never goes away. You're the sweetest thing, an easy song to sing. You're like a work of art, so priceless to me, a timeless beauty from the movie screen that never ever seems to fade. So baby, put that glass down and turn the music up. It's like these words was written just for the two of us. Do you remember that day in September when we fell? Never thought we'd make it, but I knew it from the start. So let's celebrate, 'cause we got it good. A classic going down in history. Feels just like we won the lottery. Oh, so baby, put that glass down and turn the music up.
Oh baby,
it's like these words was written just for the two of us.
Yeah.
Do you remember
when we fell in love?
It's what's for me and you. So let the record play. I love the way it makes your body move.
Your body moves.
Sounds so good to
so
me.
Good.
Reminds me of you.
Yeah.
When the record plays,
oh,
a melody. Love fills up the room.
Fills up the room.
Sounds so good to me.
For the two of us.
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
all my colors for you.
Beautiful voice. Well, 16 minutes away and I'll be off the air. But I want to talk about a few books. Of course, all of my books are available at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis, lulu.com/Darlene Lewis, amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Just Google. All 8 of my books are available. I need y'all to go get my books, okay? I'm trying to go to Ghana, and I need some cash. Also, I'll be on my Literary Ladies book tour June 30th to June 3rd in West Palm Beach. So if you're in Florida, hey, email me some information at info@futurenetworkproductions.com. And maybe I'll bring some of my books over and have some of your people do a quick signing or buy some of my books online. But you can always have the publisher send them to you. Now, Mother Courage and Her Son, a British novelist delivers a gripping tale of loss and love. 4 years ago, author Yvette Edwards emerged seemingly out of nowhere and was longlisted for the prestigious Man Booker Prize, a cupboard full of coats. It's on Amistad Publishing. Her debut novel and one of 7 books on that long list stood out for its literary elegance. Although she didn't win, Edwards gained a devoted audience who eagerly awaited her next offering. With the release of The Mother, also on Amistad, that wait is over. This heartbreaking and provocative story proves that Edwards' time was well spent. In a saga that could have been ripped from the headlines, The Mother is Marcia Williams. Her world is shattered when Ryan, her sweet and sensitive 16-year-old son, is brutally murdered. All at once, Marcia is filled with rage and is hollow at the loss of her child. Adding salt to her own wounds, she attends the trial of her son's alleged murderer. Edwards gently taps into the emotional well that we witness too often in newspapers, on cable news, and in our social media feed. Marcia is emblematic of everyday women trying to live their lives. They are our family, our neighbors, our friends. They are the women, the mothers we don't know. We pass by them in shopping centers and grocery stores. We pass them on the street. And then we meet moms like Marcia, thrust into the media spotlight, having to endure one of the most personal and painful events that could happen. Edwards provides a face, a voice, and an emotional depth to women like Marcia Day, in and day out at the courthouse. She learns more about her son's life and the troubled history of Tyson Manley, who was charged with stabbing Ryan. As the trial goes on, Marcia finds herself spiraling into despair. Her only sign of hope arrives in the form of Sweetie, Tyson's terrified girlfriend. Can Sweetie help Marcia find closure, or is there never closure when a mother buries her child? Edwards delicately answers both questions in this tour de force that deserves recognition and as wide an audience as possible. You have to support us, writers. Like, we have to have your support. And speaking of writers, make sure you get The Life of the Party by Peter Shue. I'm telling you, I can't put that book down. I had him on the show last week, and he was very open with his life. You know, for all of you that don't know, yeah, he was a drug dealer, but he was a bad promoter. He gave the best parties. He had plenty of women, and he made millions of dollars. And messing around with Madonna got him caught up for 21 years in the federal penitentiary. But he talks all about the beginning of his life and how he changed his life. And I'm very proud of Peter. And I'm happy that his family has him back, because he has all these children, and they needed to really, really see how much people love their father. So I'm happy for Peter. Get that book, Life of the Party, The Story of Peter Shue. And also, make sure you check out Lester Merrill's Harlem Nights music. Like, Lester Merrill, who is the creator and producer of The Streets of Harlem, he is just never giving up. He's doing his thing. Get books, Tiffany Real, Kim Kamikaze, the first female B-girl. Who else got books out? Sparky D, of course, from the Pit to the Palace. Got to make sure you get her book. Shonda Dickinson, you know she writing up a storm. Everybody got books, okay? Everybody trying to be a writer, and I'm happy for you. I'm still waiting for Theodore Moyer, also known as DJ Easy Lee, to call me. How you going to call me and say you want to write, and then you doing all these plays and parties and this and that, running around? When you going to sit down? Prioritize. That's what we have to do. Prioritize in 2016. Get yourself in order. Write down your to-do list and your don't list. Whichever one is longer, that's the one you have to focus on, okay? I got to get back to this music. Tune in. FutureNetworkProductions.com/TV. You know, hit on the TV at FutureNetworkProductions.com to see Celebrity Showcase every Wednesday at 6:30. Of course, we're on MNN Channel 56, RCN Cable Channel 83, Fios 34, and stream online, MNN.org, on the Lifestyle Channel 2. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday. Also, you can just look at all of the archival stuff, and you can always come to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil to listen to all of the shows that we've done in the last 7 years. It's been a blast today. I'm going to ride out with some music. Oh, before I go, guess what, you all? I'm in the hair business. Yes, I am in the hair business. I'm knocking the slants out the box. I got that full lace for $200 Brazilian. Go to FutureNetworkProductions.com. Click on the hair affair link, and you will get all of the hair you want. Yes, I am in the hair business. Knock it off, spending $500 and $600 for your hair. You're looking crazy out there. You got bills to pay. You need to come see me. See me now. I'm in the hair business. So come on and have a hair affair. I'll talk to you later.
We'll be right back. held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Ain't no stopping us.
Legendary group that's been around for more than three decades, performing their new hit single, This One for Me and You, New Edition.
Hey.
When we fell.